You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Coming up later, we'll take a look at the status of black bears in Wisconsin in the midst of bear hunting season.
Right now, we get our latest check-in on what's happening on the campaign trail and in national politics.
Republican nominee Donald Trump has been closing in on Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton in the polls in recent weeks, but those numbers may be plateauing.
And Clinton is having a difficult time reaching millennial voters, and President Obama is hitting the campaign trail to make a case for the former Secretary of State.
I am really into electing Hillary Clinton. Like, this is not me going through the motions here. I really, really, really want to elect Hillary Clinton.
Joining us now, as he does most Wednesdays, to talk national politics is Harry Enten, senior political writer and analyst for 538.com. Harry, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, give us the latest that post-convention bouncer Hillary Clinton has been slipping. Where are we now in polling?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where it's a day by day, right? So it seemed like it was slipping for a few weeks. Then earlier this week or over the weekend, it seemed like Clinton's lead had kind of bottomed out at about 3 percentage points nationwide, or 3 to 4 percentage points nationwide. But now we're seeing some polls again that suggest that, in fact, the race may be getting tighter. We still have Clinton at about a 2/3 chance of winning this election, but that's far down from what the poll suggested after the conventions, when she was about a 90% chance of winning.
Electoral college-wise, since we vote state by state, that number's been tightening, too, as far as your best predictions based on state polling.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, what we know is that state polling, when you aggregate it together, also gives us a more accurate picture of what's going on nationally. So if you were to look at the national polls themselves, it might suggest an even tighter race than that 3 or 4 point race. But when you aggregate those state polls, it suggests more like 3 or 4. But no doubt that the state polls are tightening. We now saw two polls out today from the state of Ohio, which have Donald Trump ahead. And these are not polls by crummy organizations. They're by CNN, ORC, and the Bloomberg-Selzer poll, which are pretty good. CNN also showed Clinton behind in the state of Florida, but I should point out there is a map, and in fact, Clinton doesn't need either Florida or Ohio to win this election. So right now, even though those polls are tightening and Trump's moving ahead, we still have Clinton as the favorite to win the Electoral College.
Well, these polls are just coming out. We heard the news over the weekend of Hillary Clinton's pneumonia, it turned out, and also she got into some trouble over this statement. Here's a listen.
To just be grossly generalistic, you can put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables. Right? The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it. And unfortunately, there are people like that. And he has lifted them up.
So a lot of media response to that, Trump campaign response to that. Are we seeing those two factors, the illness maybe and this statement starting to show up in the polls yet, or is it too soon, Harry?
It's a little bit too soon. What we can say are there's some conflicting signs. For instance, there's the USC tracking poll with the LA Times, and that does show, even though that poll tends to be more favorable for Trump, we do see trend lines in his direction, which is what we really be watching. The trend line is moving towards him. But at the same time, the Gallup tracking poll nationwide, which doesn't look at the horse race but looks at the candidate favorability ratings, in fact shows Clinton with a slight uptick since this weekend, while Trump has basically stayed level. So it's a little too soon to exactly tell what's the cause of these tightening numbers and whether or not the illness and this basket of deplorable line actually is what's causing the race to tighten.
So the Trump campaign is running with the basket of deplorables line. Here's a listen to a Trump campaign ad.
Hillary Clinton called tens of millions of Americans deplorable.
You could put half of Trump's supporters into what I call the basket of deplorables.
The racist, sexist, homophobic, xenophobic, Islamophobic, you name it.
People like you, you, and you, deplorable. You know what's deplorable? Hillary Clinton viciously demonizing hardworking people like you.
So trying to make an issue of it there. Harry, in a chat at 538.com, your colleagues tried to, as best you could, figure out how many of Donald Trump supporters fit into those categories of exhibiting racism or sexism, homophobia, etc. Hard thing to measure was part of the conclusion, but what kind of things were you trying to look at?
Well, we were, you know, looking at different things, such as would you be willing to vote for a candidate who matches this description for president? Would you feel comfortable living in a community that was biracial or, you know, a mixture of African Americans and white people? And different measures lead you to different things. So if you look at one measure, for instance, it might only lead you to believe that 10% of Republicans are racist. And if you look at another measure, perhaps it's closer to 50 to 60%. But the overall conclusion from that chat was that if you asked Americans, would you be willing to vote for a Muslim president, a majority of Republicans said that they would not. And based on that, if you're, you know, very tying it to be a very technical thing, it would be fair to say that a majority of Republicans exhibit some sort of bigoted behavior. But again, it really does depend on the definition, and I'm sure that Trump fans would argue very much so with that finding.
Now, you also wrote this week about millennial voters. They loved Barack Obama more so than most candidates, most Democratic candidates, I think, was one conclusion. That isn't necessarily translating into love for Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. So what we basically did was I got this great data from SurveyMonkey, which allowed us really to drill down into younger voters, millennials, both the older and the younger millennials. And what we found was specifically among those who are 18 to 24-year-olds, Barack Obama is more popular with them than in any other part of the electorate, yet Clinton's margin with them is only about 13 percentage points, which is below how well she's doing with older millennials, and it's far worse than Barack Obama did 4 years ago among 18 to 24-year-olds when he carried that vote, if you believe certain data, by about 30 percentage points. So there's clearly something going on there, and right now what it is these younger millennials aren't going for Trump, but they are saying that they're going to vote for a third party. It's going to be interesting to see as this election gets closer and if the polls tighten whether or not those younger millennials decide, you know what, I'm afraid of wasting my vote. I don't want to put Trump in the White House and move towards Clinton.
Hillary Clinton off the campaign trail for a couple days now with the pneumonia, but she has this parade of proxies. We mentioned Barack Obama on the trail already, former President Clinton, Joe Biden, others. Are they going to be enough to carry the campaigning momentum for her until she's back on her feet?
I mean, who's really to say? What we know is Barack Obama and Joe Biden and Bill Clinton are all more popular than Hillary Clinton is. I would argue, though, that the longer Clinton is off of the campaign trail and the more doubt that is sown about her fitness, her health, that is, to be president, I would argue that's a bad thing. But at the end of the day, I'm not sure how much of a difference being off the trail for 2 or 3 days really makes versus 4 or 5. If she's off for a more extended period than that, then that might lead to some trouble because I think the whispers might become much louder about her health issues.
And briefly, Harry, are we looking at the debates as maybe the best next big pivot point?
Hey, you know what? This year, the debates could very well make the difference when you have a very tight race. Could be something like 1980 or even something like 1960 when Kennedy won those debates over Richard Nixon.
Harry, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Harry Enten. He is a senior political writer and analyst for 538. He joins us weekly to give us the latest in the polls and in the national political campaign.
Coming up after the news, we'll talk about black bears in Wisconsin and what to expect from this year's hunting season. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Stick around. There's more to come on Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.